Hey, After Buzzers, and we're back for another Queen Sugar After Show, Season 1, Episode 6, as promised. And I promise you, you will not be disappointed, so stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey.
Working out.
I love that you're playing your little air guitar.
Yeah,
more like a banjo.
Yeah, more like a banjo.
Am I the lead now? Am I finally Beyonce?
No.
No.
Stay in your lane, Michelle.
No, yes. I was Michelle.
She said it, not me.
Upgrade. Welcome, everyone, to the Queen Sugar After Show.
No idea.
I'm your host, Tiana Hobson. As always, you can follow me on Twitter at the Tiana Hobson. And as always, I'm joined by my two amazingly awkward, no, I'm just joking, amazing co-hosts. And I'll let you guys.
Hey, I'm Ryan Graham. Apparently I'm awkward, which I already knew. You can follow me on Twitter at Ryan with two N's Graham and on Instagram at Instagram.
And you can follow me at On with Omari on Twitter and IG.
Perfect. This was, in case you guys don't recognize, this is the song that was playing in the episode tonight during the when they were out in the field working.
Work it out.
Getting them hoes to work.
I don't think anyone had a hoe in the episode. Like a garden tool hoe. No one had a garden tool hoe in the episode.
It's farming. Of course there's a hoe in there.
No, there were some shovels, maybe a rake.
But not a hoe.
What do I know?
Ain't no hoes.
I think hoes are literally like house gardens. I don't think you hoe in like a field.
All right, well, we can move to Melina if you want to talk about
that. No, we're gonna wait till the end of the episode to talk about her and that. And you should not be using hoe and then Melina in the same sentence.
She is a prostitute? Whore?
She is an escort.
Okay.
Yes,
I'm sorry.
To be called escorts now.
Right. My bad.
We have a very strong profession, and we like to be called escorts.
Forgive me.
We. I've joined the ranks.
You've joined it. All right. Well, we're going to start off by talking about Nova.
Okay.
Because I feel like I always start off talking about Nova, because she usually is the one opening the episode, so she's
strong character.
Yeah.
You called this in the first episode.
I sure did. I guess, granted, this was not what I thought. So, Nova kind of, sort of, talks about the Charlie and David situation. Not in the way I originally thought, because when I called it out, I will admit that I was wrong. I said she was gonna, like, use it to make herself gain notoriety.
And the effect is still sort of the same.
I don't feel like it was her fault. I feel like it was Charlie being sensitive.
I feel the same way, because during the radio show thing, these two guys, whose names I didn't even write down, they were being jerks about everything. Right. You know, she kept trying to steer the conversation to her article, and they've got Chantal Williams on the show as well. And, you know, we're trying to talk about, and she's a Black Lives Matter activist. Right, and you want to talk about calling this girl a hoe, and, oh man, did you see that ass, though? I would have hit it. And,
she's
standing up for the woman.
Yeah, like, so she was just standing up, and I believe what she says is, the rape victims are always plastered in the media as being guilty. And, you know, it's always their dirty laundry that comes out first.
Right.
And that shouldn't be the case. And I don't think that any one side should really be coming out.
In the same breath, I feel like she could have said, but also you have to think about the wives and the children, the families in the situation that are put on blast, right? And stick up for her sister.
I agree.
Did she say that?
No, she didn't. Okay. I agree that, like, maybe she could have, but in the moment, when those guys just, like, she was literally trying to, like, hey, I'm here to talk about my article, I'm here to talk about Black Lives Matter, and you're here trying to talk about nonsense. So I think she just got fed up and then just kind of spit it at, because I think, I am not a woman, but I can imagine as Nova being a woman, right? No, I know, shocker. I can imagine that Nova being a woman and hearing someone degrade another woman, you're just like, whoa, hold up. Like, you don't know the full story. And then, like, at that point, they were talking about, like, rape victims in general or rape in general. Yeah. And, like, and specifically women who, like, hook up with athletes.
So what did Charlie hear in the interview?
So she heard her say, why are the women always being attacked? And she made it seem like Melina was a victim, and it pissed Charlie off. Which, I get Charlie, but at the same time,
because Charlie coming from the L.A. world of being management and dealing with publicity and everything, because Nova is Charlie's sister, anything she says, people are going to assume she's speaking on behalf of that family.
Right.
And Nova is clearly not speaking on behalf, because she has turned it into a general. She says, why do we blame the victims in rape cases.
Right.
It wasn't in this specific rape case against my brother-in-law. Why are we blaming the victim?
She took it out of that.
She took it out of that and she made it a broader statement. But in Charlie's eyes, which I can understand, you know, it's like she's speaking for the family. This is a woman who's
trying to, like, just tear their family apart and just looking for money because she knows about the $3 million.
Yeah. Right. And that's, I think Charlie was also in a different headspace because she's getting ready to go
pay this woman
give
off.
This money that she does not want to give, obviously. But, like, diving into that, what I found interesting was, like, the idea that we constantly have distractions from real issues. Because, like, in that interview, they were trying to talk about Black Lives Matter. And they were like, preach, oh, brother. Goldie with the booty, like, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, and then they kept bringing up celebrity culture and pop culture. And I'm like, I honestly feel like that happens so much. And it's annoying. Because real things will be happening, and then Kim Kardashian will release a selfie. Or Taylor Swift's, like, somebody, you know what I mean? It's always divorced. Something. Yeah. Or the Met Gala. And it's always something stupid. Or, like, Brad Pitt and Angelina, which is like, these are people's,
like,
private
lives.
Like, a kid
got shot the same day. And CNN was just like an Angelina broke.
And to me, I'm like, one, they're like, anybody's divorce is them and that person's business. I don't, like, I feel bad for someone's divorce, like, but, like, I don't care. Like, it does not affect me in my daily life. Whereas police brutality does affect daily life. So I feel like it was an interesting kind of, like, tidbit to real life because that happens all the time.
Have you ever been pulled over?
I haven't. Honestly, I will personally say, like, I've had arguments with, like, some of my black friends because I honestly have never felt
profiled. What'd you argue about?
No, because...
No, I was not profiled. No,
I
was not.
I will honestly say I have never felt like I was racially profiled.
Okay.
By the police.
That's good for you.
Lucky. I'll say by the police. Yeah, I will caveat because I do feel like I have.
I haven't had that same luxury.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, and that's what I mean. I had to give that argument because I was saying, like, not all police. And not that I don't understand...
Right.
That police brutality is real, because I do get it, but I'm like, you can't just go and say, like, because they were talking about campus security. Side note.
Sorry.
back to this radio show.
I'm sorry.
It's just, it's also very interesting how, you know, they filmed this show months ago, but how relevant this conversation is, because if you look at Nate Parker right now, who's going around advertising for Birth of a Nation, you know, he's getting a lot of flack because every interview he's doing, he's being, the rape case is being brought up. And he keeps saying, you know, why is this keep coming up? I'm trying to promote a film. This happened in 1999. Like, it's separate.
He also said he didn't apologize.
He's not going to.
He said he's not sorry.
There's no plan.
He's saying, what he said was that he's... The 19-year-old him, he does not think that he raped the girl. Mm-hmm. He believes that wholeheartedly. So he's not going to apologize for something that he does not believe he did and that the court
said he didn't do. So.
But he also said that now, you know, however many years later, being a grown man with a family, the actions of that 19-year-old kid are so much different than how he thinks now. And were the actions of that kid maybe something that...
Right,
like, we're not right, so he still is standing that he didn't rape her. But
hindsight's 20/20. If he has this new perspective and this new worldview about rape culture, then he would be able to apologize if he thinks.
But I mean, I think that like by apologizing, he then
admit guilt.
At least if it's not actual guilt, the appearance of guilt is there.
Exactly.
Right. And then
you know that woman killed herself.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, and that, which is tragic and it's sad. But what I'm saying is that I think he is still saying, like,
That night,
19-year-old
kid, it was two drunk kids.
And at the end of the day, I feel like separate the artist from the art.
A lot of people,
like, because I feel like, why can I not think of that movie now? A Birth of a Nation is its own standalone artwork. And people should judge that for what it is.
It's bigger than just him.
Right.
Right.
I think that's the bigger issue, is that, like, they're trying to, like, the movie has nothing to do, nothing to do with his personal life.
Yeah, and we're going to get off of this topic, because it's not really about the show.
Gone into a rabbit hole.
But I will say that they did bring on the Julie Smith, who is Olivia Pope's, like, inspiration to help with the whole fixing of the situation of that. So she is involved. Anyways, Nova also, you know, she over here, like, getting a little boo thing, maybe.
I was a little... like, turned on by that interaction. I was like, whoa, this is really hot and, like, sexy.
The exchanging of necklaces does it for you.
It was super sexy.
Look, I will say this. If a girl actually, like, takes your phone and puts her number in there, like, that is a bold move, and that means she definitely wants you to call her. because trust me, I don't put my number in anyone's phones ever. If anything, you could ask for my number and I'm gonna change one digit so you cannot contact me.
Nova was all up in her neck, just smelling her as she was putting the necklace on. Just like,
well, was Nova in her neck or was the girl like both. Being girl like was here
showing me. Some collarbone she and sure really getting it in there.
That was smooth. That was that was some good game. I was taking notes.
Like, weird. I honestly like. I feel like this is weird, random. Not weird that it's those two.
But it's.
I just feel like what this. I feel like this.
How
is
it random?
I feel like they just. This is a random thing to just throw into the show mid-season.
That's her life.
No, because they mentioned.
I know, and
I mentioned a couple episodes ago. I know about her little lesbian phasing.
I remember that, and that, but I feel like. To me, it feels forced. Like, I do remember, I understand how we got there.
If it was a man, would it feel forced?
Oh, shit.
I mean, I know how this is going to sound.
That's why I want to make sure you clarify.
What I'm saying is that I feel like...
It's just a love interest.
Right. And in real life, for someone to have a love interest that is any sex is whatever, I think it makes sense. But I feel like for the sake of a show, it feels a little like, let's throw this in because we don't have a gay character. That's how it feels to me. Like, and as a member of the LGBT community, it feels forced. That's more so what I mean.
It seems so natural, that whole interaction. It seems so natural.
To me, it didn't. I mean, we can agree to disagree. I just felt feels like, why is this happening now?
I kind of liked it. I think it's, you know, before she had someone already and they're not together anymore. So I think it's just, she wasn't looking for anything. It's just, they had a strong connection in the room and we don't know what it could turn into. It could just be a friendship at the end of the day. She still hasn't called the girl. It's been like 2 days.
Right.
So the episode, you know, kept going and we never saw or heard from her again. So.
No, you're right. It's nothing at this point.
Yeah, so. At this point, it's still just like, oh, she was flirting and, you know, kind of getting back out there in a way. Because I think Nova even was kind of like, I don't really know what's happening or what this is.
I just enjoyed that interaction. I just thought it was like a sweet, interesting, cool moment between Nova and this beautiful young lady.
And yes, I mean, I am for her being happy. I just felt like you just left a relationship, and then why even introduce Calvin then? Why is, I mean, like, to me, I feel like Calvin is useless.
Calvin's gonna be coming back.
Yeah, he's not done.
Right, right.
And he's also married.
Right. But then why, and so why does Nova have
to give her some conflict, to give her some choice, to give her.
She already had conflict.
Well,
I don't know.
A little more drama never hurt.
Okay.
She's also, you know, getting calls from Too Sweet, who is out of the hospital now. He's in the infirmary, but he's gonna be back in his cell. Like any day now, and it's heartbreaking to hear their conversation because he says, I don't think I'm gonna make it.
Yeah.
He has no public defender still. They can't set bail because, you know, he can't get a trial order, date. Yeah. There's a wait list for all this stuff, and he's just like, am I supposed to
desperation.
Yeah, it's desperation. He's like, the guards watched me get jumped. I didn't know who it was, and they did nothing to help me. I wish a kid
could know, like, the suicide rates for, like, young youth in, like, adult prisons. Because I'm sure we should look that up. It's a very traumatic experience. And he's saying there's no protection. There's no safety. There's no sense of comfort, obviously. But it's just so sad to see this kid just want to give up on life. I mean, what options does he feel like he has? He just wants to stay in this situation, get beat up and jumped all the time with no one to come and have his back. He has no trial date, just no sense of hope.
I feel like the other thing that sucks about it is that he's waiting for a public defender. Like, John Oliver did a really good, like a video short about public defense and just kind of some of the problems with it. Look out for podcasts and stuff like that about it, because it's, the public defense system is kind of really screwed up. So anybody who, like, passes the bar, like, can be a public defender. So, like, all the lawyers, like, sign up, and it's like, if you're a lawyer in the area, you can technically be called upon to be a public defender. So sometimes people will be defending a criminal case and they're like a tax lawyer. So they know nothing about criminal law.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so you literally are just thrown a case with someone you don't know. You don't know anything about this type of criminal activity. Mm-hmm. And then you like are overworked because you also have your other cases that you're working. So public defense is its own whole problem. That is another thing that really affects the Black community I guess underprivileged community, because they can't afford like lawyers like some rich kids can do, Black or white, indifferent. Like, there's definitely, and this will come up later, I took notes, there's a wealth privilege affluent show that says real problems. Right. That's what I said. It'll come back up because I had.
It's in this whole area with Nova.
Okay, good. Because that was the other thing is that he definitely has some affluence privilege that he doesn't realize he has. And I'm like, you need to check yourself, dude.
Like, before we like jump to Davis, like I've been in courtrooms and seen for minor infractions. I've been to courtrooms and seen like the public defenders just like lined up, get the case, bring up the case. They're like reading through this. Then they're just like, oh yeah, he's gonna do this, he's gonna do this, and I'm just like. Where is the defense here? Where is the
and they tell people the justice? To take, they tell people to plead guilty. They will tell them guilty. They don't know what
that's
else
what
to
they
do.
Tell you. So I've heard or seen from afar.
I'm just
like
agreeing
with you. Like the system is just have some litigation going.
No, no, it's all settled.
It's all good. But yeah, that is a real problem. And Nova, you know, when Davis tries to talk to her about it, he's like, "Oh man, yeah, I read your article, and you know." It's hard being a black man
because of your light skin.
My sister, you know.
But one thing that he said that I do agree with is he said if a black man is accused of something, he must have done it.
Right.
That is true.
And that is very true because everyone just assumes the worst. It used to be, you know, the law is like innocent until proven guilty, but everything is tried so hard out publicly that you actually have to prove your innocence nowadays. And that's not how this is supposed to go or how it's supposed to be. Everyone just assumes it's like, oh, that person got arrested. Yep, he did it.
So it's like black men and women in rape situations have a similar, oh, they're lying. They did it.
I feel like it's especially black men of status, because even looking at like the whole Chris Brown situation that happened a couple weeks ago. They arrested him for something he was accused of doing. Like
the whole shebang out at his house. And you're just sitting there like, "What did? No wonder this boy is so angry. Like, he was asleep. He didn't do anything the night before. He doesn't even know this chick. And she got the SWAT team out on him.
Helicopters are everything. Prime time news.
No, that's the thing. It was on the news.
It was breaking news in the middle of the day.
Police outside Chris Brown's home.
Yes.
I really thought he was.
He barricaded himself inside.
He tossed out a bag full of weapons.
I'm like,
where are they at?
I was like, he must have murdered somebody for this. What did Chris Brown do?
It was like the new OJ situation.
It was.
And then it all falls out, and you find out that it was all basically BS. And it's like,
there's no story about that. They just let you have that perception that something went wrong.
Oh, yeah, where's all the media reports about how they were all wrong and, you know, didn't do their fact checking?
It's not coming.
So sad.
Sorry, Chris Brown.
Yeah, I feel bad for him because, like, that was nuts. But yeah, so I think that, like, that. While there is wealth privilege, I do think that there is still this sense of trying to tear down a black man of privilege or of a certain status. Because it's like, you know, we'll let you
have too much.
Yeah, you can have just enough to entertain us. Mm-hmm. But no, once you get to a certain level,
cut you at the knees and bring you back down.
Right.
That's what people were saying about Bill Cosby before, like, 38 other women came out. When it was just like those first three, they're like, oh, try and tear down Bill Cosby. And then...
Davis trying to that aside, Davis trying to compare himself to Too Sweet. It was like a weird stretch for him to try to, because I think at this point he's grasping for straws, trying to get anyone on his side.
Vibe still won't even let him in the house.
They'll be out from the field in just a minute.
I ain't going nowhere.
He's not here what
I can say. Yeah, like I already told you. And then the last thing I want to talk about with Nova is that, you know, after this conversation with Davis, she calls the bank and transfers money, not from her account, but from the farm's account.
Charlie's
account.
Yeah, to post bail for
which
Too Sweet.
I thought they didn't have bail because he didn't have.
No, what she said, so he had a bail, but she said we couldn't get the bail adjusted to a lower.
Gotcha. So she just paid the full thing.
Yeah, okay. So. I guess she paid the full thing, but I'm just like, okay, now that gonna come out.
Who's gonna get blamed? You think she's gonna take credit for it?
She'll take credit for it, but it's just gonna be a whole other thing because, like, this farm, you already have Ralph Angel who wasted, you know, a couple thousand dollars.
But I feel like money, he made it back.
I feel like money is, they're making it more important than it should be because these are multi-millionaires, Charlie and Davis. So when they argue about money and stuff, I'm like,
but
do you know how much money a basketball basketball player makes.
But this isn't an investment. She's just paying out of pocket for all of this stuff.
They spend that in a weekend, though, is what I'm saying. No. Like, they have so much money. Like, you don't
They don't understand. Know when their next check's coming because he's not playing right now.
He's at the end of his career. His bank is set. He's
he lost all his endorsements because of this case.
And only that, like, you have to realize,
it's
like,
family.
Their money is tied up in other things, too. Mm-hmm. So, like, their house and, like, I feel like
they could be worth a lot, but all the houses that they own is what makes them worth a lot of money.
Okay.
And they're going to be going through a divorce pretty soon, because I'm just calling that now. So I do think that they do need to be careful with how much money they're putting into this farm, because when they do go to sell it, which is the plan right now, after a year, all the money they make off the farm will go directly to Charlie, because she's the one who's put in all this money over time. And it's like, if you want any part of the cut, you guys have to start making a profit on your own and not just relying on Charlie's money.
I hear all that. I just think they got money.
No, they don't. I have an uncle who played in the NBA.
I think that they have it.
You have, but you also have to take care of your family and your life. And
I think that there's a lot of expense living to it. Like, you know what I mean?
Black people live till they like 110 now. Like, that's a long time. That's a long time to, you know, not be making a huge paycheck. And
shout out to Cicely Tyson, though, because like, wow.
You saw that recent picture on Twitter?
She looks good.
91.
She
looks great. Looks like she's in her 70s. Amazing.
You know, but I mean, but at the same time, they got Betty White, so. I'm kidding. I'm not kidding. I do love Betty White too.
Speaking of all this farm
speaking
stuff,
of Betty White.
Actually, you guys got me so confused. I don't even know where I'm going next. We're going to talk about Ralph and Joel. Okay. So we finally learned the guy at work's name. It's Melvin, in case you guys didn't pick that up.
I missed
it.
I was like, what is this?
I actually
dude?
Was I like, dude. It was halfway through the episode before he actually said his name. Melvin. So I went on IMDb. I was like, I got to know this dude's name because I can't write notes about him. Melvin. It's Melvin.
He just sounds like a
and he's
dude.
Yeah, he's a crooked dude. He's telling Ralph, there's no way out. Like, you're in this. You're in it for life. It now, this like is like a gang all of a sudden. Right?
I wrote gang mentality.
It's just a...
The IT gang.
Yeah, it's just like a... It's a day job,
right,
y'all.
Like, why are you so serious, man?
Yeah, like, but I guess there are a lot of convicts work there, so maybe that's...
Maybe they all do it. It seems like a brotherhood. They all, like, had Melvin's back during the jumping.
But the thing is,
fight.
I feel like that's another problem with our criminal system, is that I feel like a lot of times it breeds more criminal activity. Like, you go in, like, you may have done something soft, and then you get in, and you're around hardcore criminals, and you have to survive. You have to, toughen up, and then you get out and you are a hardcore criminal. Yeah. So it's like, so I get how they get this gang mentality at work, is because that's what they had to do to survive.
And, so, you know, now they need to store some stuff on the farm. And I mean, it was a lot of stuff that was in that locked up in that shed. But, you know,
are we still cutting Ralph Angel's slack? I don't know, to the viewers out there, to everyone who says we're too hard
you
on Ralph
leave
Angel.
Ralph Angel still, alone.
Still, okay, he's still just misunderstood. He's trying though. Okay.
I'm with you.
Okay.
Like Ralph, dude.
He's
like,
trying super hard. But I'm sorry, T.I. Like,
he did.
Come
this,
on.
No, this episode, he really
got a the new whole
phone,
time.
He's got a wad of cash.
He got a wad of cash. Like so he did his. He did his one job because his boss cut him short on his money.
Yes.
He did his one job so he could, you know, get a phone and be part of the 21st century.
Valid. I mean, valid,
right?
I'm with you.
He paid for his aunt who has done everything for him and his child to go get some brunch.
But the way he did it.
He's like, go get some brunch.
Now he's just breaking them off.
Like, the two of them going to eat $40 worth of stuff, but that's cute. Let her keep the change.
Hey, brunches are expensive. Brunch
for a 5-year-old?
Brunch on Sunday brunch, bro.
No, there's a kids menu somewhere. Okay, this is the South. But no, I saw him actually trying, and I know that when we were watching the cops come and we weren't sure what was going to happen with the shed, I kept saying, I really hope he was smart enough when he quit his job to get rid of the
stuff.
And
was he? No, was he smart enough?
He was not smart enough to do that, but that's why he has his auntie looking out for him.
Pause. Also, when he was doing that, I'm like, the easiest way to like look incriminating is that when he goes outside, you're in the wind. Like, dude, if you're going to play it cool, play it cool. Like, at least act like nothing's out there. Don't sit there and watch him, because then I'm like, I'm going to open this thing. Like, what are you doing?
But he also didn't put up a fight. He was very ready to accept the consequences for what he has done. So that's why I give him a pass. Well, not a pass. That's why I'm see the potential in him, and I see that he is changing because he did something wrong. He also got his boss to fire him.
If you thought he was ugly, you wouldn't say any of this. You're just saying that because No, I'm not.
I say it because I choose. I choose to see the best in everyone. Okay. Even you.
Oh, ouch! That's fine.
Well, I appreciate that sentiment.
Yes. But you see him trying. He got his shift changed so that he wouldn't have to work with Melvin because Melvin was saying he couldn't get out. That didn't work. He gets in a fight. That doesn't work. His boss is like, "You're fired." He's like, "Oh, really? I'll go talk to my probation officer and let him know you've shorted me. Like, how about you lay me off instead so that he doesn't get in trouble?"
Confuse anybody else? Because I'm like, how? Why? Hey, why
being fired and laid off?
No. That made sense. But I meant like, why wouldn't you go to your parole officer earlier about
when it first happened?
Yeah. To me, I'm like, if you had that option, if that was a car,
well, because he would still have to go to work there every day, and you don't want to be the snitch who's now back at work. Because the boss is not going to treat you, right? And then you got all these convicts in there who are also.
I got you.
You know?
Makes sense.
You can't see.
I was just wondering, I was like, if you had that.
It's snitches get stitches.
And wind up in ditches. That this is, I had to learn.
Wow, that was
another level. Wow. I'm so sorry.
It's really dark in here.
Yeah, I apologize.
Took a turn.
Hey, Ryan's a gangster.
But I also wanted to talk about Blue real quick because we haven't seen Blue in a couple weeks and he's just adorable.
He is cute kid.
He just wanted his dad to come to church with him.
Come on, Pop.
He wanted to drive the trailer, the tractor.
When can I drive?
Pop.
Such a real moment.
Did either of you ever call your dad Pop?
No.
Come on,
no.
Pop.
I call my grandpa Pop Pop.
No.
Oh, I call mine Papa.
I didn't. I called them Joseph and David. Those are their names. So I said, "Hello, David. How are you today?" You guys are giving me the look
because you're still black and you did that.
How are you alive?
I would never.
I was like, "Whoa, you are bold, sir."
5 years old. Hello, David. How are you today?
I was like, "Where are you coming from?"
That's it. I'm having my future babies call my dad Tom.
Yes, please do.
Good afternoon, Tom. Good to see you again. Hope you're well,
Mr. Tom.
I hope that conversation happens.
One day it will. I will train my kids to do that. Don't worry.
So funny.
Also, I'm a little disappointed in Ralph Angel being super tough, but losing that fight to that old Melvin dude. Like,
Melvin had like three other dudes around him.
No, like he got knocked down. Like, dude knocked him over with a box. I'm like, bro, you are this young, strapping, fit dude, and you're getting beat up by this 40-year-old. Like,
Melvin's a big guy, though.
And Melvin seemed like he's been.
I was a little disappointed in his fighting ability.
You're just disappointed in Ralph Angel in general.
Really, what is your problem?
And I think because he's cute is why you give him a hard time. Yeah, if he was busted, you wouldn't be saying all this about him. I see you. I know your whole game now.
All right. Okay. I want the best for Ralph Angel. I really do.
So
no one believes you.
So Ralph and Blue are adorable. and he said he had to take classes to
he's got one more year of parole. He's got to take parenting classes, which I know he doesn't think he needs, but I think everyone could use, you know, little.
And I think one thing that Ralph said this episode that I think was cool, or what one thing he did, was when Nova was trying to kind of pull him on her side and be like, "I don't understand why Charlie's mad." And he goes, "You don't understand what it's like to have your life on blast like that." And like, it kind of, it put me in perspective too, because I was thinking, I was the same way. I was like, "Charlie, you're being dramatic. Mm-hmm. Like, get over it." But that is a very valid point. Like, it's hard to understand.
It's a good sibling dynamic.
Right.
To see both sides. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And like, actually, might want to bring it back a little
bit. Yeah, like, you have to understand where she, because it's like, she hears everyone all day talking trash on her life who don't know. So, Nova, you, as a person who does know what's going on, for you to speak on it and even slightly insinuate that something else is going on.
Just imagine, like, the distress your sister's going
through. Yeah, like, let it, like, so I'm
just like,
like,
let this one go.
So that's what I'm saying. So Ralph Angel definitely has moments when he is mature and he is like, "Oh, okay, I'm with you, Ralph." I'm on the fence because there are some moments when I'm like, "Man, Ralph,
oh, really? Tell me more."
So I'm like, I'll lay off of him a little bit because he has his moments.
Yes, he does.
Can we talk about how Aunt Vi is like, solidified herself as my favorite character between that scene in the dining room?
She's like, "Let's drink.
Let's start drinking.
Let's start drinking
that's
now.
That's how you solve everything. Yeah, let's like, just get the bottle out, break out the bottle."
Yeah, because Nova and Charlie do get into that huge fight right before Prosper is coming over. I keep wanting to call him the Prospector. Which is a character from the Toy Story 2.
Yeah.
And it sounds farmy, the Prospector. Yeah. Like,
pause. Old time. That's where you went? Toy Story 2?
Prospector is part of Woody's gang.
I know what you're saying. I do know what you're saying, but I love it. That's where you're going.
My whole life is influenced by Disney movies. I don't know what else to tell you. Princess Tiana, in case you forgot. So
that's the realest thing.
Yes.
Well, all right.
So Prosper is on his way over, and they get in that huge fight. And sorry, I wrote down what was said. When Charlie then tells the whole family, yes, I'm paying $3 million to keep her mouth shut. And Aunt Vi says, well, that's one expensive piece of ass.
Like, yes.
That was my favorite line of the episode.
She is a G. I love her.
Hey, you know, booty don't come cheap sometimes. That's weird. I'm sorry.
Is that from experience? Y'all both over here revealing a lot about your personal lives.
I'm personally embarrassed by that. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'll take that back. Yeah.
I mean, I know you are a streetwalker now.
We are escorts.
Escorts. That's what we like to be called. Yeah. Where can your ads be found? Penny saver?
Damn. The shade is real.
We all have to start somewhere. So
you work your way up, boo. You work your way up. Eventually, you'll get in the Wall Street Journal or something.
I'm done.
Oh, my gosh.
So
Tiana's got the jokes tonight. She's on one.
So it's Prosper, this dinner, $3 million.
Yes. That's a nice scene.
No, but I appreciate Vi. And the other thing I appreciate her this episode was she had the perfect, I'm not mad, I'm disappointed. Mm-hmm. That entire time when she was standing in the window looking at with Ralph, I was like, oh, that screams, I'm not mad, I'm disappointed. And
it's
that is
the worst.
It is. It's mm-hmm. the worst feeling to have a parent or guardian have that on you, because just like, dang, I would much rather you be mad at me.
Yes.
Because I can deal with that, mm-hmm. but you being disappointed, it's like, damn.
It cuts deep.
It does. So, like, just the whole time she goes,
but maybe that,
did they find anything? He goes, no. Well, they won't. So, ooh, like, I felt it.
She's a rider.
By you.
Maybe this will be the moment that Ralph Angel finally takes accountability, seeing the disappointment in his aunt's face and seeing he was this close to going back to prison. Like, I'm giving him, like, some
hope. I'm just here. Watching you to see what you're gonna say.
I'm just giving, I feel like maybe this will turn it around for Ralph Angel.
Okay. Hopefully.
He came, like, when you get that close to the white light, and you, I think you learned some things
I
about
mean,
yourself.
Jail. He would have been, that's, red I feel and blue like, lights. Federal prison. He would have been done,
well,
I would imagine.
Yeah, because he definitely would have been breaking his parole.
Exactly.
And at least
stealing. At least it wasn't drugs, you know?
That's true. Bright side.
Bright side. It was just drugs. Some cell phones and some some little electronics.
Video
Someone
games.
Needed. Yeah.
Christmas was coming up.
But so on the other side of all of this, we have Remy helping with the farm stuff, and he's got. Remy is a smart guy, y'all. He has created his own.
He did. Yeah.
Cane of breed.
Were they called? He hybrid.
He probably bred two species of sugar cane to be like a better yield.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's what I'm imagining.
And he's just looking for someone to take a chance on him.
Hot. Like, he's probably like,
he's
like,
offering
but does
it for
that make
free?
You feel. Like that didn't make you feel a little shady at all that he had, by the way, here's my portfolio of everything I'm working on. Do you want
to... That's where my mind went. My mind instantly was like, this seems a little too good to be true. Because why now? Why are we not going to LSU?
He played the long game.
He just happens to... I feel like he's too good. And I agree. I want him to be good. I really do.
Oh, yeah.
But he's too good.
See, none of that... bothered me, or I don't even think the right word is bothered. None of that set off in, like a red flag for mm-hmm. me. But during the dinner, when we find out that he's a widow,
I glazed over that. I totally missed that.
When Prospector is talking about how Shayna,
I thought he was talking about his wife.
No, he said his wife was Claire. He said after Claire died, like I haven't mm-hmm. had home cooked meals, and he's like, Remy, you know, like after Shayna, and he said a lot of like frozen meals mm-hmm. and microwaves or something like that.
See, I thought that was normal.
And
but yeah, see, that's itself a red flag. That's interesting.
That wasn't really a red flag to me. It's just like we haven't mentioned this, and not that you have to go around advertising that you have. But him and Charlie have been
so
pretty
close,
and Charlie has opened up a little bit to him about what's going on in her marriage and her life. So you just would have thought that at some point it would have been discussed that, like, oh yeah, I was married.
I agree, like for like a normal person, but I feel like Charlie's also a little selfish, and so I could see her never
driving the conversation to
you know what I mean. I could imagine her keeping it focused on her.
But then in that same regard, she's so focused on doing things her way and finding the cane and doing all this stuff that why would he come to her and be hey, I have my own thing that I could give you guys to use. No, valid. Because, and I think it he wanted to, and he wanted to, you know, go through all the lines of like, hey, we could maybe do this, 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 and this. And then the last resort is, well, you're desperate and
I have it
and no one has wanted to do
and
it.
And he's like, I mean, because he knows that it's risky.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I get it. But at the same time, I agree. In my heart of hearts, I want him to like, be telling the truth, to be honest. But I'm just saying, the way TV works, something's wrong with him. It might not be that, but I agree. That's where my mind went as soon as
You guys are just not trusting people.
No, I wasn't trusting, but here you break it down like that. Like, he didn't tell Ralph Angel to buy the bad sugar.
Yeah.
He's walked her down every possible avenue. So that's fair.
I mean, you're not going to come out at the first, out the gate like, I'll use my stuff.
Because then we would have, I would have jumped on him for then. Like, oh, that's all you're just going
to
use it for.
Yeah, you're just using her to get this done.
Right.
So see?
We'll see. We'll see what happens, but.
I still have faith in him, and I guess I have to retract my earlier statement that he's gay. As a prediction, because he was married to a woman, but.
Pause.
That don't mean nothing.
There are plenty of married men with children.
You speak for personal.
No, my record is very clean, but I'm just saying I know people who know people who...
You and Tiana have some adulterous friends.
I'm not saying they're friends. I'm just saying... no, legitimately, there are websites for people to like.
There are. Sure.
So, nah, that don't mean nothing. Mm-hmm, people are married all the time with children. Mm-hmm,
But, so the one other thing about this farm business is that the prospect... Mm-hmm. The prospect...
It's
Prosper.
No, I'm confused about it. What is his name again?
It's Prosper.
Okay.
He says at the dinner, he's like, look, I will help you guys out, but if you guys are coming in here with the mentality of you're only doing this for one season and selling, that's how I'm coming in. And it's like, okay, does that mean he's not going to work as hard? Or, you know, he's one and done. Like, you got me for 1 year, and then next year if you decide to go on, you got to find someone else.
And they didn't
answer
that question either.
They didn't. They were just like, okay, yeah, you can have 10% of the fall.
regular salary and 10% of what we make. So
yeah.
They're desperate.
Part of me feels like they're not going to. I mean, I don't. Because I feel like the show couldn't go on if they sell the farm.
And I think especially now that we have, like, this new grade of sugar that could be coming out, it could be very successful. So.
And Sam Landry's going to be eyes on...
He's going to be out there trying to steal the sugar.
That's good prediction.
Get it for himself. So let's get into this whole Melina, a.k.a. Goldie, situation.
What a bomb,
right?
Wow.
Someone called it. I thought it was one of YouTube. I guess it was one of our watchers or YouTube comments that said... They thought that Davis and Melina had been in a relationship for a long time. I read that somewhere. So you guys out there called it. That was great.
The way she describes it, though, relationship/friendship.
She sounds like a side piece. Like, that's how every side piece, every
But if you're, if you've devoted 3 years and he's whining and dining you, taking care of you, like.
That's what they do. Like, that's wags. Like, there's wives and there's girlfriends. You have. Multiple people on the roster.
Yeah,
sometimes.
I mean, he can. He can sleep with any girl in any city.
Apparently,
so.
Yeah, because she came with
the
receipts.
If she was actually really his and only his, then he would have been paying for her apartment, her house, like her car, everything. And
you weren't taken aback by how nice she was living.
She was, but he would have been doing it to the point of she would not have to do. This for anyone else.
Yeah. She would have been
if he really wanted her for just him, then she wouldn't have had to do it for anyone else. Like, that would have been just her life was waiting for him to come in town.
Yeah.
Do what you do life. And like
what a life.
Get on with it. You gotta be really good at what you do. to live like that.
But she was really good at what she did.
Yeah, she was really good. But I mean
who's to say she like didn't stop that before?
Stop.
Yeah, I mean, we still don't know a lot
about her.
But this story made me feel disturbing.
For her. Like, before I was like, she's kind of rude, but like now I get it. So the way it comes out is like he basically set her up. That's what it sounds like, at least from her perspective.
I don't think he set her up.
That's her perspective.
I think
he hit her up
to hook up with her, and the other basketball players hit up their escorts. They didn't show. He was going to be with her for the night, but Micah got the asthma attack, so he left. And he was like, well, you just stay here and like help out my homies. Because in his mind, she's still just an expensive piece of ass. Still just
But I can see how in her mind it was a setup. Because like, sure, you got the call from Micah. That could have all been planned. But like, someone could stage such a thing. Like, I can see how in her mind she could twist that.
You think he would be like, oh, there's a phone call. I'm going to go. And now my boy's going to fuck you. But this is...
Yes.
He didn't know the girls were going to cancel. The escorts were going to cancel. They thought they all had girls coming back.
Yeah, because here's the thing. I don't believe that he... Lies. I'd like to think that he did not leave with the intent of his friends then taking her.
Yeah.
And in the voicemail, as harsh as it was, he did not actually say, yes, I paid them to sleep with you. He said, well, you still got paid for it, so why are you complaining?
Yeah.
And at that point, you know, we hadn't heard her side. Maybe he didn't know that these guys actually did. Raver, he's thinking, well, I mean, I actually gave you more money than normal. Yeah, I paid you more money than normal. And these two guys are saying that, like, they each hit it, like, separately, not in a rape fashion. Mm-hmm. So he was not there to know how it went down. But in his voicemail, as harsh as it was, to me, it still wasn't an admission of he paid her so that these guys could then rape her.
No, he just gave her some extra cash.
Yeah.
That's his
It's girl. Like those guys are still the guys who raped her and took advantage of the situation.
I find it so interesting that they're getting out of it because it's all on him. And I'm like,
it's personal with him.
Yes.
It's all, that's why
I'm just saying, like, the fact that the other guys are just kind of like wiping their hands clean of it. Because, and then we know that the rape kit at least happened in some fashion. So I'm like, well, if I was him, I'd be like, please do.
Trial, it would not show that he raped her. Right. He would probably get charged with some other lesser form of, like, paying like for a rape to happen or
prostitution.
Well, yeah, prostitution.
Yeah, like,
but to me, if I was him, I'd be like, please take this to trial. Like, I would want it to come out because I'm like, I didn't do this.
And
like,
the other thing is, sorry to cut you off.
No, you're good.
I know at least in California, I'm not sure what it is in Louisiana, but in California, unless the person knows that they are being recorded, you cannot admit that in
the
trial.
Yeah, that's illegal. Yeah.
Okay. And it's not illegal in every state, but like in California, like at least.
To record
and
the Kim Kardashian, Taylor Swift thing.
Yeah.
Like, she's might be taking legal action because they illegally recorded their... Yeah. Neither here nor there.
So it's like, you know, Davis actually has like a great case because now we know that Davis actually is innocent.
Right.
And what he told Charlie before they went into that room, he's like, I don't know what she's going to say in there, but just know that I did not rape her. Right. And he hasn't been lying this whole time.
Right. She believed him. I believed him.
Yeah. I mean, he wasn't.
It doesn't
lying.
Mean that he's not a monster who was sleeping with a woman for years and was basically like, you're not the only girl I sleep with on the road either. You're just my Houston chick.
You're one of many.
you're one of many.
You keep your mouth shut.
Unless I put something in it.
Keep your mouth. I was like, ooh, that's a hot tweet right there.
What do you guys think he meant? What's he putting in her mouth?
I don't know.
I'm speaking from escort experience. We do a lot of dinners.
Oh, okay. So like chocolate covered strawberries and stuff like that?
I don't even know where the TV show ends and begins anymore. It's just all too real.
So. But at the end of the episode, Charlie said, it's over.
Do you really think it's over?
It's over. No, it's not over. She's going back.
Because I wrote, yay, Remy. Just open door, slide on in there, Remy. Because you saw Davis when he saw her with Remy. He was
so threatened. He was so threatened.
Oh, that's a local farmer? Actually.
No. He's an engineer.
He's like really smart. And he gets like grants and stuff to do research and everything. He's like amazing.
She's like, don't try and play my new man.
Yeah.
So petty. He's an engineer.
I don't know if you know what that is, but it's pretty awesome.
He gets paid for his brain. So.
He doesn't have to just go shoot poops into a basket.
So ugly. Whatever.
All right.
I'm a professor. Oh my
God. Let's get into some predictions right now.
Y'all are ridiculous.
Yes. And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
I want to be abducted by aliens.
Is that your prediction?
One day it's going to happen.
No. What just happened?
The lights and the sounds.
No.
Spaceships, no?
No.
Just me.
Who wants to be abducted by aliens? They do weird experiments.
Well, I want to just like see the universe, you know? Know that there's more out there.
I don't think that you get a window view. There are spaceships that are going to Mars. There you can sign up for it. They're going to colonize. Okay. You can't come back ever.
Yeah,
it's done.
That's all right. Done.
Once I'm over it. So peace out, Earth. But no, my prediction is you asked.
Okay.
You asked if I thought Remy and Charlie were going to get together, or if Charlie and Davis were going to stay together, I think Charlie's going to end up getting back with Davis. I think she's going to have a little fling with Remy, maybe for the rest of the season, beginning of next season. But I think eventually, as a mother, as a businesswoman, as the practical being that she is, she's going to wind up back in Davis's arms. He didn't end up raping this woman. Yes, he cheated. I think she'll go through some emotional tolls with dealing with the cheating and him being a scumbag. Mm. But I do think she'll forgive him eventually and wind up back with Davis.
I agree. I think that her and Davis are going to end up together, too. I don't know if I necessarily like it.
The two light-skinned, the two perfect-looking together. It's just...
I mean, Remy's light-skinned, too.
He's not that light-skinned.
That's true. He's been in the field,
so... You guys are colorists.
Yeah, we are.
No, I love all shades.
I feel like, although Ralph Angels, I do think that this is going to be him turning a new leaf, and he's going to try to really get things right. Nova's going to start signing off on his checks, but I think because Nova just did that. No. Because remember, Nova said, I can sign over your checks.
But he said she couldn't because it's Charlie's money.
Right. But I think that she legally, because we know she legally has the right to sign over money. So, right. So what I'm saying is that.
Someone's going to be writing some checks for Ralph.
Right. What I'm saying, sorry.
Sorry. No, because how I understood it, just because this might affect your prediction, they're not being paid to farm. They're paying the other workers. So what he was saying was
He's saying
he couldn't be an employee because they can't afford that. So Charlie would be paying out of her pocket.
And what I'm saying is that what I think Nova, because we know she has access to the farm money, the farm account. And what I'm saying is that I think she's going to try to, because he needs a job. So I think she's going to try to give him that money.
Mm-hmm.
And then because of her signing off that $10,000 to Two Sweet, that is going to cause some friction, and then I think Ralph is going to be in trouble because he doesn't have a job in it right now. Does that make sense? Am I being weird about this?
No, it makes sense. I think because he got it, so that his because he got laid off.
Oh, he's okay.
I just think that it buys him more time to find a new job as opposed to getting fired because a layoff. You know, it's like
your conviction.
No, yeah,
I mean, don't let me dissuade you because you know I'm not right about everything. Just most things.
Come back and be pregnant, and that's my prediction.
Don't be a Michelle. Stand up for yourself.
Hey, no, because you know what happens when people stand up. You become LaToya or Farrah. I'm going to be Michelle.
I'm just going back down. Yes, whatever you say. Yes,
I agree with Amari's prediction. I think that Charlie and Remy will get together, but I think by the season finale, we'll see her and Micah both on a plane headed back to L.A.
Mm.
And you can see that shot right there.
Yeah, that shot, just like the closing shot of them
out the window.
Going back. I need to know what's going on with Hollywood, because we didn't get him this week.
We didn't get anything.
Well, he's back at work, I guess.
Hopefully, on
the oil rigs, right? Is that what he does?
I think his
he
wife's drives the truck. I honestly think his wife's going to kill herself, because we already knew she was suicidal. So
might happen. And I also think that what Ralph Angel actually needs is for a teacher girl to come back. So I'm going to predict that the teacher comes back.
They did mention her today.
He did mention her today. So I think next week maybe we'll get her back. And maybe he'll like that.
Until she finds out about his criminal ways.
Well, she already knows that. He was in jail.
But she don't know.
And we still got to find out what he went to jail.
That'll come out, obviously, this season.
Yeah, obviously. Well, thank you guys so much for tuning in. And make sure you guys let us know what you think is going to happen this season on Queen Sugar. And tweet us, leave us a comment on YouTube, and like us on YouTube, subscribe to us on YouTube. Go over to iTunes and give us 5 stars there. And give us
5 stars.
And leave us a comment there as well. We'd love to hear your thoughts. And where can the good people find you guys all week to talk about this show?
You can find me on Twitter at Ryan with 2 N's Graham, and on Instagram at Instagram.
And you can find me at On with Omari on Twitter and IG.
And you can find me at the Tiana Hobson. Make sure you check out all the shows that we do here in studio for you guys all week, all free of charge. Make sure you download, like, subscribe, find us all over the internet at AfterBuzz TV. And we will see you guys next week.
Yeah.
See ya.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.